None of there for 66 with such divers items in this coming half hour as a report on the flight of Gemini 12, a chat with the honorary national piper of all Girl Scoutdom. That's a sort of a guess who. And if you guess Debbie Reynolds, you win a banana. Plus a roundup of all the late sports news and results. My name is Morgan, and these are the Ray Conniff Singers.
Looking for love, looking for happiness, when will it come our way? Ready for love, ready for happiness, I hope it comes today. Oh, it hits him right when the bricks went, the right one comes along. Looking for love, looking for happiness, I need some love to brighten my day.
Here's a change in sound.
Quality is hard to define, but easy to recognize. In tape recorders, quality is easy to recognize by the name RCA Victor. For example, a new RCA Victor tape recorder that plays on batteries or AC current features push-button controls and a 4-inch oval speaker. See quality engineered tape recorders at your RCA Victor dealers this coming week.
Debbie Reynolds has come a long way in Girl Scouting. As a little bitty girl, she was a brownie. Now she's the leader of Los Angeles Junior Troop 1283. And at the recent Girl Scout National Convention in Detroit, she was named Honorary National Piper of the Girl Scouts. She talked about her role as piper to the pack with Monitor reporter Shirley Eder.
Debbie Reynolds, you are a heck of a leader. You're a...
Well, thank you.
Piper now.
Wouldn't you like to be a leader? We're recruiting now, you know.
I can't be a leader.
We have quite a busy auditorium here today with 10,000 Girl Scout leaders here. Isn't that exciting?
It's very exciting. Is it true that this Piper movement that you are heading...
Yes, the Piper Project.
Piper Project is kind of to give a new image to the Girl Scouts.
Well, I think what it is more than that is that we would like to educate the people to know the Girl Scout program, because the ones that are not aware of the program count it as perhaps a little square, you know? Mm-hmm. And yes,
selling cookies and baskets.
Yeah, they think it's kind of corny. The girls save their money. For instance, there was a troop that I know in the Valley where I used to live, of course, and was very active in scouting. They saved their money for 2 years just from cookie sales, and they were able to go on a trip all over South America.
Really? From a cookie
sale? Yes, and the troop went. Now, each girl sold a lot of cookies, and they worked very hard. But these are not girls that have money. These are girls from a very average home that would never have found that opportunity and been able to go with a supervised tour of that kind. It would have cost a lot more money. And it wouldn't have been half as much fun anyway, because this is with their own troop, their own friends.
And they did
it
themselves.
And they did it themselves, which makes them appreciate
it. You go up and down Linden Drive in Beverly Hills selling cookies at, you know,
girls. Oh, our troop certainly.
You.
We sell cookies. I don't sell them. The girls sell them. I go with them.
Mm-hmm. The latest by Ed Ames, a tune entitled My Cup Runneth Over.
Sometimes in the morning, when shadows are deep, I lie here beside you, just watching you sleep. And sometimes I whisper what I'm thinking of. My cup runneth over with love. Sometimes in the evening, when you do not see, I study the small things you do constantly. I memorize moments that I'm fondest of. My cup runneth over with love.
I don't want to follow that with a sour note, but here's a slightly sour note. It's from Edinburgh. A newly married couple received a telegram from a friend, which was a bit different from the other wires received from well-wishers. This one said, "Enjoy yourselves. It's later on you'll think, you lefties, you." Here's young Nancy Sinatra, her latest release.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass. And pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in sugar town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in sugar town. Sugar Town.
1 minute or so away, another report on Gemini 12 on the monitor beacon. Janie and the J. Sylvia Singers borrowing a line here and there from Shakespeare.
It was a lover and his lass,
with a hey and a ho and a hey nandy no,
that o'er the green cornfield did pass.
In springtime, the only pretty ring time, when birds do sing, hey ding a ding ding, sweet lovers love the spring.
Between the acres of the rye,
with a hey and a ho and a hey nandy no,
these pretty country folks would lie.
In springtime, the only pretty ring time, when birds do sing, hey ding a ding ding, sweet lovers love the spring.
This carol they began that hour,
with a hey and a ho and a hey nandy no,
how that a light was but a flower.
In springtime, the only pretty ring time, when birds do sing, hey ding a ding ding, sweet lovers love the spring.
Yo-ho. A report from a group of plastic surgeons in London shows that more men than women under the age of 35 are resorting to surgery that improves their appearance. And judging from the requests, the male face that's most popular is composed of Gregory Peck's hair, Paul Newman's eyes, Michael Caine's nose, Richard Burton's mouth, and Kirk Douglas's chin. That's quite a composite. But what does a fellow do with a face like that if the rest of them's like Jackie Gleason? Ha-ha. Eddie Arnold sings Somebody Like Me.
Your baby loves you now, so don't make her blue now. You better start being true now. I'm telling you why, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come along and he'll steal her away from you. Somebody like me. Let me tell you, friend, I'm not buttoned in, but I think it's such a sin if you don't treat her right, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come along and steal her away from you. Somebody like me. She wants to be held tight now, each and every night now. You better treat her right now. I'm telling you why, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come along and he'll steal her away from you. Somebody like me. I hope you listen to now each word that I've told you now. These things you'd better do now, or you won't have her long, because if you break her heart, somebody's gonna come along and he'll steal her away from you. Somebody like me.
Somebody like me.
How now, brown cow? In case there are any brown cows listening, it's sort of a friendly hello. Do you still have to say that if you're taking speech lessons? Fellow I know who isn't taking lessons says it all the time. His wife's a great one for making up dishes with leftover hamburger. Too fast for you? How now, there? So when he sits down to dinner, he says... Oh, dear. What he really does is he throws the plate at her. Anyway, I merely wanted to tell you we have an interesting guest coming up. She's been a voice coach to many big film stars, Ingrid Bergman and Peter Sellers among them. And we'll talk with her after Herb Alpert plays Mame.
Thank you.
You know, it's amazing how I've mellowed. I used to think that song was the worst thing in the last 20 years, and now I think it's only the last 10. Theme from Hawaii, Henry Mancini. This is Henry Morgan. Nice of you to join us on Monitor. See you Saturday next. Listeners in southern Louisiana heard us on KVOL Lafayette.